Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The first items on the critical agenda facing President Barack Obama are necessarily focused on economic and foreign policy issues. But the administration has already shown that it can move quickly and with foresight on multiple tasks. Thus, it is not too early to lay out a new ocean agenda for the United States that will demonstrate a new commitment to the president's inaugural exhortation that we accept new responsibilities and new possibilities for change. The president's stated foreign policy goals call for a renewed U.S. effort to fight climate change and poverty, both of which speak directly and immediately to ocean issues and strategies. Many recommendations that follow have been researched and advocated by the Global Forum on Oceans, Coasts, and Islands, an informal body of scholars and public and private administrators with international ocean policy interests, and in the U.S. by the two national commissions established under President Bush. With the exception of the remarkable designation of three vast marine protected areas in the Pacific Ocean near the end of his term, the former president's actions on behalf of the ocean in response to this work were negligible. The Joint Ocean Initiative, a unified effort by the two American commissions, may now find new traction. Led by Leon Panetta, the director-designate of the CIA, and Dr. Jane Lubchenco, the director-designate of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the initiative can be expected to have meaningful access to the new president. Another key player, the new Commerce Secretary-designee Senator Judd Gregg, has had a mostly neutral record on ocean or fishery-related legislation, offset by the Ocean Caucus in the Congress, led by Democrat Sam Farr, that will surely and energetically influence and advance the legislative debate. Thus, there is every reason to expect that real progressive action will be taken soon, certainly in advance of the next major international meeting on climate change to be held later this year. As first steps, ocean advocates suggest two key changes. First, the U.S. should move to reestablish its commitment to ocean sustainability by the enactment of a new national ocean policy that outlines guiding principles, goals, and objectives, and establishes a new administrative structure and governance for planning, management, protection, and enforcement within our 200-mile national exclusive economic zone. Such actions should include a reauthorization of the Coastal Zone Management Act, an integrated reorganization of administrative oversight, and a new financial support system for national and regional ocean governance. Second, the U.S. should move immediately to rejoin the established international effort to address ocean issues through existing agreements and treaties from which we have been conspicuously absent. We should move immediately to ratify the Law of the Sea Convention and the Convention on Biological Diversity as significant affirmations of our new engagement in defined principles and policies. And we should make substantive contributions to the negotiation of a new climate regime beyond the Kyoto Protocol at the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen in December. These two key actions represent a major public statement of changed policy and behavior, and will do much not only to demonstrate American re-engagement with the global ocean community, but also to implement direct action to confront ocean problems and to move toward cooperative international solutions. "The world has changed," President Obama declared in his inaugural address, "and we must change with it." We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.